Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's my name is Scott. It's back.
It's very, very popular, isn't
so
it?
So it seems.
And it's trying to help you get some good karma.
Mm.
Yeah? To
yep.
try and get rid of your bad luck. Like, my name is Earl, but my name is Scott.
Yeah.
It was your idea, wasn't it?
It was actually my idea, yeah.
Yeah. So there was a form online. I think there still is a form online. If Scott has ever wronged you, you can let us know, and then we'll try and make him pay for what he's done to you.
I need to get a good karma coming back my way.
Yeah. Well, we've had a couple so far. Jo Wiley bombed you, didn't she?
Yeah.
Because what? How had you wronged her?
I'd, well, eco-warriors were after her, because I got a plane named after her, and also an airport lounge at Newquay.
Yeah, she was accused of being responsible for global warming,
yeah.
basically. And then last week we had Fraser. He wanted to impress a girl about 10 years ago. You ruined that for him. How did you do that?
I was on Homebase FM many years ago.
Yes.
Don't laugh, I needed the money.
Yeah.
And he wanted, for a girl that he quite liked, Bruce Springsteen's Secret Garden, but I played the wrong one. I played Born in the USA, which ain't that romantic.
Huge crime, and so the girl wouldn't speak to him, and he never got it on with her. So to try and get redeem yourself, we've got Anthea Turner to go around your house.
Yeah.
Have a snoop, and dress up in a Nazi uniform. And the photos are still online. So are you ready?
And there's a video podcast.
And there's a video as well.
You can watch that on video now.
Are you ready for the next person you have wronged? Deep breath. Ready?
Okay.
Do you recognise this voice?
Hello, Scott.
Well, I need more than that, love.
Do you not remember me?
Do you not? You're looking kind of blank. Do you remember in Bristol when you ran that small child over and then drove off? Do yeah. you remember?
Yes.
Well, that small child. No, we haven't. Wow. Ooh. I've never seen you go that pale, ever.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, you didn't deny that you drove off or anything there.
No, I did drive... What? I didn't drive off, no.
You didn't drive off.
I stopped
off.
And helped the police with their inquiries.
Anyhow, it isn't that small child that you ran over. Mystery person, can you tell us your name, please?
My name's Gemma.
Gemma. Is there anything that springs to mind about any Gemmas you might have wronged in the past?
No.
Gemma, can you give us a little bit more of a clue?
Well, I'm amazed that he doesn't remember me, considering what effect he had on my life.
Did he ruin your life?
Honestly, I can't even begin to tell you.
I think this is your problem.
What did I do?
You ruin people's lives and then forget about them.
Gets it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's awful.
I'm sorry about him. Can you tell us how Scott did you wrong?
Well, I'm sure he will start to remember when I tell him about the Xboxes that my ex-boyfriend used to keep under his bed.
Oh, yeah. This is a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
We did, like, a feature on the show where we were destroying people's boxes of old stuff from their exes.
That's right.
Yeah.
It had serious repercussions.
Right. How?
Well, I went on air and obviously, under your persuasion, I chopped up my ex-boyfriend's Xboxes and I subsequently became the fifth box under the bed.
So, Gemma, you chopped up all his memorabilia of past girlfriends and then he was skiing, wasn't he, at the time?
He was, that's right, yeah.
Oh, I remember this. I do remember this.
And he came back from skiing and dumped you?
That's right, yeah, pretty much.
Because of what we'd done on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, well, in that case, I do feel a bit bad.
Try and sound a bit remorseful instead of, like, smiling.
She called up the radio station and wanted to be on.
How long did it take you to get over it?
Oh, God, still going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Has there been anybody since?
Yeah, but...
But not the same?
No.
I bet they feel brilliant now.
Oh, that could be another one.
That's a whole other story. Oh, it's a trail of destruction.
So, Gemma, today it's your chance to get your own back, OK?
OK.
So we'll try and make you feel better, and at the same time, Scott, you will pay a debt to society. And by doing what we're going to do to you, your karma will improve.
Right.
OK, do you want to know how we're going to do it?
I'd love that.
This game is called electric chair trivia. Do you like the sound of that, Gemma?
I do.
Right. Before I go any further, can I just say, don't try this at home? Like, don't try this at home. We're going to strap you in to that chair. Don't pretend this hasn't happened before. And we're going to put the dog shock collar on you. Do you remember the dog shock collar?
Yes, I do.
It's supposed to keep dogs under control. A touch of a button, if you want them to stop what they're doing, you hit it, it goes zap, and the dog gets a shock.
Yes.
Okay? Now, anybody who works the RSPCA or anything, no animals will be hurt during this feature.
I will be.
Yeah, you will, but no animals will be, okay?
What's the human equivalent of the RSPCA?
Doesn't matter.
I'm going to call them.
So, it works by remote control, has lots of different strengths of electric shock. Mm. So we'll start at the lowest... What are you doing?
Just ringing someone. Yeah, carry on.
It starts at the lowest level. Every time you get a question wrong, you'll get a zap.
Yeah. 118,
how may I help you?
Hello, can I have the number for Amnesty International, please?
Amnesty International?
Yeah.
1 moment, please.
I don't think you can ring Amnesty International.
Why not?
This is just zapping you for a radio feature.
Amnesty, A-M-N-A-S-T-Y,
yes.
Isn't it?
Oh, it's... All right, don't worry, I'll call later. Oh, rubbish.
See, even she's in on it.
She's laughing.
She was. Right, do you understand then? Every time you get a question wrong, we'll turn the zap level up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah! Sorry.
Gemma, how does that sound to you? Does that seem fair for all the pain he's put you through?
Yeah, I reckon.
Right, I've got three envelopes here. There are three sets of questions. Which one do you want? Envelope one, envelope two, or envelope three?
Three.
You sure? Don't want to change your mind? Three.
Mm.
Your questions, Scott, will be on the subject, and this was envelope three, you could have picked anything, will be on the subject of...
Sport?
The Scott Mills Show.
All right, okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. Are you ready, Laura, with the zapper?
I don't know how to work it.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, let's just... As long
as you... thanks to everyone for testing it out beforehand.
As long...
Let's try it.
No. I don't want to be zapped. Ah!
Is it that one?
Yes!
It's that one. Right, okay, so you know the button. Don't turn it up a level, because that was just a test.
Is that level one?
Yeah.
Are you joking me?
No!
I'm going to be dead. By the end of this.
Over-exaggerating.
Scott. That really hurts.
Scott.
Ah. Oh.
The questions are on your show.
Jeez.
All right?
Ah, oh, my arm's tingling.
Question one. What was the name of the feature where kids gambled their parents' possessions to win cool prizes?
Oh, no. Oh, I should know this. It was,
Are we having a time limit on this?
It was... Oh, why can't I remember this?
3, 2, 1. Out of time.
Ah!
Was that your answer?
No.
She zapped you.
Is that really the right button? Or you
yes. Do you want to try it?
I didn't hear a buzz, to
there
be honest.
There is a buzz.
Okay, that's
fine. Okay, right. The answer... Do you want to know what the answer was?
Yeah.
Your home is at risk.
Oh, yeah.
Laura, can you turn it up a level?
Yeah.
Okay, question two.
Is this... What level is this on now?
It's on level two. Question two. What's Laura's middle name?
Margaret.
Is correct. Oh. Boo. What was the first flirt divert number?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
It's your show.
0777-459-8750.
Is right.
This is how I remembered it. 0777-459-8750.
Oh. Well, that's disappointing. That means you got two out of the first three right. Question four.
I'm going to get a right belt next time, though, aren't I?
What is the name of the Spanish man who you promised to make a star? And what was the name of his song?
Backdoor Love.
I need both parts for it to be correct.
Oh.
I think time's running out.
Eric Mount.
You are kidding me.
It's
my show. I should know that.
This is really disappointing so far.
Sorry.
Do you want to hear a bit of Backdoor Love, just to bring back the memories? Right. Backdoor Love.
He wrote another email recently asking me why he was never made famous.
Whatever happened there?
I just forgot.
Did you?
Yeah.
Poor Eric.
Oh, no.
Right, question five. How did you cause a security alert on the way to an outside broadcast in Plymouth?
Ooh. I left something on a train.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what it was.
Oh, dear.
Hang on.
I think we're going to have to zap you at the moment.
Was it...
It slipped!
Did your finger slip then? That wasn't... I didn't say do it. I know, all right, okay, fair enough.
Oh, my finger slipped.
All right.
Oh, jeez.
Did that help you remember what it was you left on the train?
Was it handcuffs?
Oh, you did leave a suspicious package on the train, but it was a large box full of condoms.
Condoms, oh.
Go, Laura.
Got it wrong. Ah! Can you see my arm moving then? I was going to say condoms as well.
You should have said it then.
Radio 1.
Hi, it's Jenny.
Hello.
Hi, I was just ringing up to say this is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's really funny, isn't it?
Well, maybe not for you.
For the rest of us, we're loving it though. Absolutely loving it.
Seriously, was this your idea?
It was a group thing, really, you know?
You should really get paid some good money for this one.
It's gone down very well. Lots of people as well texting saying, hoping we're videoing this. And of course we're videoing this. Fingers crossed for more zapping. Let's move on. Question 6. What was the name of the girl you chatted up in a supermarket by singing James Blunt's You're Beautiful to? And do you remember, you got her phone number and everything.
Oh, how am I supposed to remember her name? There's so many girls.
So many girls.
That we speak to on our show. Oh, no, not level 3, please. I don't know.
It was Marie.
Was it?
Ah! Yes. You kind of, like, jumped then.
Yeah.
You actually flew into the air.
My hair will be, like, off of those cartoons in a minute.
Oh. Next question. So that you're on level 4.
How many questions left?
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 4 questions. So this is question 7. What is the name of the UNIS assistant who's just brought you a cup of tea, like she has done every day this week?
Amy Redmond.
Amy's right, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, we all thought that you would definitely get that wrong.
Why?
Because you don't really pay that much attention to the staff.
Yes, I do. I say thanks.
Well done. Thank Excellent. You. Question 8. How old are you?
I can't actually remember.
I can't believe you took a hit rather than reveal your age. You actually took an electric shock rather than say how old you are.
No, seriously, my arm is now going actually red. Look.
Okay. Well, if
there's
you
dents.
If you'd actually. If you'd
stop it! Don't do it when I. Look, it's just if I get a question wrong, right?
How old are you?
I don't know.
No, he's taken the hit. He doesn't have to reveal it. But me and the one that didn't speak.
I've forgotten ages ago.
We had a little bet and we agreed that you would take the hit rather than reveal your age, so we were right. So now that needs to go on to level 5, I think, or 6.
Stop doing it if I don't. It's only for the questions.
My finger slipped.
All right. Easy tiger. The only 2 questions left, okay? What was the name of Rate My Listener on the 29th of April?
Get lost.
Name of Rate My Listener on the 29th of April 2005? Do you want a clue? She was officially voted the most fit listener ever, 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 with 96% good morning.
I don't know.
I don't remember either. Buzz him.
Ah!
Was that level 6?
That was level 5.
She was called Kitty.
Who?
She was called Kitty. I can't believe you didn't get it. She was from Guildford. She was 23.
Right, I don't remember.
Do you not remember?
Sorry,
she was the fittest ever. You're doing very well, though.
How many more now?
This is the last one. You're starting to sweat a little bit.
I'm really hot now.
That's because you keep having electric shocks put through you. Remember, don't do this at home. Now, question 10. Remember when you wanted Laura to research different countries' World Cup songs?
Yeah.
And you gave her the foreign phrase to say when she phoned up the different countries. And she thought she was asking them what the name of their World Cup song was, but what did she actually ask the nice Portuguese man?
Would you like to...
Oh, you're not going to get it, are you?
Why? Hang on a second. Would you like to take me to Faro? I don't know.
Would you like to take me to Faro?
I'm just a guess.
What? What was that word?
Try not to swear.
She said, "Hello, fat boy. Would you like some tongue action?"
Right, is that it?
That's the final question. How do you feel?
Horrible. Can you take this off me now?
Do you kind of think that there'll be some good karma coming your way now?
I would hope so.
One more
please
for good
no.
luck. One more for good luck.
Try and run away if you want.
No.
Last one. Go on. For good luck.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.